بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي الفضل عباس بن عبد المطلب رضي الله تعالى عنهم قال: شهدت مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يوم حنين. In this hadith, some aspects of the battle of Hunain I explained. This battle took place in the 8th year of Hijri, and this was this Hunain was a place that lied between Makkah Sharif and Taif. After the conquest of Makkah Sharif, these people, the Hawazin, who were the people of Hunain, and they were very, very good and strong fighters, very great mujahid. They had rose in battle against the Muslims in this year. So Hazrat Nabiyya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, together with the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, went towards Hunain. And at this time, because the conquest of Makkah also had taken place, so the Muslims were huge in numbers. And the thought came to some of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, which the Quran Sharif also explained, is a'ajabatkum kathratukum, that when your numbers grew big, and they thought when we were small in numbers, we defeated the enemies. Now when we are so huge in numbers, now what difficulty will there be? So this little bit inclination that had turned away from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala made it at the beginning of the battle, the Muslims suffered an initial loss. Just like in the battle of Uhud also, there also because an error in understanding was made, so Allah ta'ala there also explained that you have to follow deen completely to get the help of Allah ta'ala. Yeah, also when the thought just went away a little bit from Allah ta'ala and it came on ourselves that we are huge in numbers, then also Allah's help went away. And Allah showed that your trust must always be only on Allah ta'ala. From here we learn quite a few other points also, that a Muslim must not look at material things, but we must look at Allah ta'ala and the help of Allah. And we should see which are the things that take away the help of Allah, and we should avoid those things. And which are the things which brings the help of Allah, and we should choose those things. So Hazrat Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas ibn Abdul Muttalib radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that I was present with Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this battle of Hunain. فَلَزِمْتُ أَنَا وَأَبُو سُفْيَانِ بْنِ الْحَارِثِ بْنِ عَبْدُ الْمُطَّلِبِ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. He says, me and Abu Sufyan, we were the two that we were guarding, and we were staying right close to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam during this battle. We did not separate from him, we just stayed near him. فَلَمْ نُفَارِقْهُ. We did not separate from him at all. ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم على بغلة له بيضاء. And Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم was mounted on a white mule. That was his conveyance that he had for that day, and we were together with him. فلما التقى المسلمون والمشركون. And when the battle started, and the Muslims and the non-believers, the mushriks, the idolaters, when they started fighting with one another, وَلَّ الْمُسْلِمُونَ مُدْبِرِينَ. They were so strong fighters, but that was not the point whether they were strong or weak. But the point was that there were some of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, just the thought came that we are huge in numbers, so we will win. And they placed their support and with their numbers. So the Hawazin were so strong that they made the Muslims flee from the battlefield, and they went back. فَتَفِقَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَرْكُذُ بَغْلَتَهُ قِبَلَ الْكُفَّارِ. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started prompting his mule towards the kuffar. That is, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had no fear, alone also he was going towards the kuffar. وَأَنَا آخِذٌ بِلِجَامِ بَغْلَةِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. And the narrator of the hadith, Hazrat Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, says, and I was holding the reins of the mule on which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was mounted, that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in his great determination, was going forward. Also from this hadith we learn that the role model, that the leader of a Muslim, of the Muslims, must be a role model also. So Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was fully brave and he had no fear whatsoever. Akuffuha iradata alla tusri'a. And I was holding it back that it must not go forward alone. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is alone. The Sahaba, the amount of love they had for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we cannot dream of it, we cannot imagine it. And they did not want any harm to come to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa Abu Sufyan akhidum bi rikabi Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Abu Sufyan was holding the saddle, or that was on this mule, he was holding the saddle. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم then said, أي Abbas, نادي أصحاب سمرتي. O Abbas, that was the uncle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and who was holding the rein of the mule of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that call upon the people of Samura. This was reference to the people who had given their allegiance to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the time of the Bay'at al-Ridwan. That is when the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were going for Umrah, and then there was this dispute with the Quraysh, etc. And then under this tree, they had made this pledge that they will give their full support to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, all those people who had pledged and they had made Ba'at and they had agreed that they will give their full support, call upon them. قال العباس حضرت عباس رضي الله تعالى عنه say, then announced وكان رجلا سيئتا, and he was a person with a loud voice. Like we know, many people have got a louder voice than others. He had a loud voice. فقلت بأعلى صوتي, though he had a loud voice, but he said, to the highest pitch of my voice, the loudest, I made an announcement. أين أصحاب السمرة, where are the people who had made this allegiance and had agreed to support Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? For Wallah, he says, by Allah, as soon as I made that announcement, لَكَأَنَّ أَطْفَتَهُمْ أَطْفَتَهُمْ حِينَ سَمِعُوا صَوْتِ أَطْفَتُوا الْبَقَرَ عَلَىٰ أَوْلَادِهَا. It was just like a cow, the mother will respond to the call of her calf. When the calf will need her mother and she calls out, the cow will immediately go to support and look after her calf. Like that, the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhu who had made this bay'at, they also came forward immediately and they returned and they responded to the call of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَقَالُوا يَا لَبَّيْكْ يَا لَبَّيْكْ, and they said, we are present, and we will do what we have to do. فَقَتَتَلُوهُمْ وَالْكُفَّارِ, and then they and the kuffar, then they started fighting against the kuffar. They came back to the battlefield and again with fresh power and strength and stamina, they started fighting the kuffar. This hadith carries on explaining certain aspects, and then we see that how Allah Ta'ala had given victory to the Muslims. The important point for us, may Allah bring that spirit in us also. We also have signed our allegiance to Islam, we have read the Kalima, and we should be also faithful and sincere to the call of Islam at all times, from morning to night. From birth to death, we also should try and make that effort that we are sincere and we respond to the call of Islam.